Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, it's a good, better, best Monday on 6-7 The Score. We are here. Yes, we are officially here. Those highlights that you did hear, those were, in fact, courtesy of Fox, as we're happy to tell you that the Bears, they have won their 10th game of the season. The Bears beat the Browns with a final of 31-3 as the Bears improved to 10-4 on the season. The Browns fall to 3-11, and we are with you for the next 5 hours to discuss this one. As always, if you want to talk about it, those phone lines are open, 312-644-6767. Again, the text line is open as well. As I know, the conversation this past week was a lot about a trap game. Trap, 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 trap. Well, if you thought that the Bears were going to lose this game, you are the ones who ultimately got trapped. You know what I continue to hear this past week was about how, you know, take the points. Take the points. 7.5 points is a lot of points. Well, you know what? The Bears, as Ben Johnson promised to do, start playing their best football in December, and I felt like we saw it on Sunday. Again, the Bears, they are just, how about this? The last 15 years, this is only the third Bears team to win 10 games or more, and there are still three left to go. So we have a lot to get to over the next 5 hours. We will discuss Caleb Williams, of course, the game that he had. There's a very interesting parallel between the Browns organization and the Bears organization, although the Bears are starting to separate themselves with what the Browns are still stuck in. We will get to the performance of this draft class in 2025 and what they are up to as well. And we will talk about, yes, the Bears' chances of getting to the playoffs because they are much improving. And we will try our best to not talk too much about that Bears-Packers game coming up on Saturday night. We should enjoy this one. We should celebrate it, break it down, and just recognize what Ben Johnson has been able to do. Speaking of Ben, as we like to do on a good, better, best, I should also mention to you that you are listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. We are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. But as we always do, at least the undefeated track that I am on when I'm lucky enough to host the Bears overnight, is we get it started when it's a victory with the good, better, best, the man himself, head coach Ben Johnson, addressing a team after the game.
Hell yeah!
Going back, guys, taking care of business. How about that bear weather, huh?
Woo!
Get you some.
Right,
aren't we?
Right?
Now, that you guys pretty fast to get back in the locker room after that game. All right? Great job, man. There's a number of performances that stood out in that game. Defense, multiple sacks across the board. Offense, 31 points. Special teams, field position. All right? I got two game balls that I'm going to give out here today. All right? First one is this. All right? Going into the third quarter, took us just a second to get going, all right? But I'm telling you, once this play happened, it really ignited the rest of the way, okay? D-Jack, that interception was huge.
Hey, man, this is part of how we came out here and executed. But I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I still got a bad taste in my mouth from last week, bro. Come on, bro. Hey, we gotta get our get back versus these boys coming up next week,
all right, and then on offense here, 4 catches, 69 yards, 2 touchdowns. DJ Moore!
What you got?
Don't get on for it.
About damn time, man.
I think I said I ain't fall off, man. I've been appreciating y'all. First time, 10 wins.
Yes, sir.
Man, it's fun as hell.
Yeah!
I appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Defense, we still gonna kick y'all ass this week. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. All right, here we go. Yeah!
All right, D-Jack, you already hit it, man. You already hit it. Shorter week this week, okay? Shorter week this week. With that being said now, that's 10, gentlemen. That's 10. Bring it on in.
Good, better, bad.
Good, better, bad.
Never let it rest.
You're
going to get better.
You're going to get better.
You better get better.
You better get better.
Bears on 3. 1, 2, 3. Bears.
Man, that's better than a Monday morning coffee as the Bears move along their 10th win of the season. Who had that? 10-4, the record of the Bears and the Green Bay Packers, they lose. By the way, if you've been living under an NFL rock, there is major news we should mention right out of the jump that, yes, Micah Parsons, the, of course, Green Bay Packers star that was expected to play Saturday night at Soldier Field against the Bears. It is reported, it is believed that he has torn his ACL in their loss against the Broncos. So there's more testing that will be done today. But I know, you know, Ian Rappaport, Adam Schefter, they have said it looks likely that Micah Parsons has torn his ACL. We'll talk more about that throughout the show. But the Packers did lose. The Bears are back atop the NFC North. And how about this? Not to dive too much into the playoffs and looking too far ahead, but it is as simple on Saturday that if the Bears beat the Packers and the Detroit Lions lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers, then the Bears have secured a playoff spot. Right, I mean, that is really the beautiful thing about where the Bears sit as of now at 10-4 and atop their division is they do control their own destiny. They are not scoreboard watching per se. However, if you want to watch the scoreboard a little bit and you want to try to get to the playoffs by Saturday night or at least by Sunday when the NFL slate of games is over, that would take a Bears win and that would take a Lions loss to the Steelers, and that would send the Bears back to the playoffs. Pretty spectacular of where they stand as of now. I got a question for you about Ben Johnson. At 312-644-6767, again, Judson Richards with you until 5 a.m. this morning. And I'll ask you this, what about Ben Johnson? Like, what trait, what skill set that he's brought to the Bears as their head coach has you most impressed with where they are? And I know that the question, it could, you know, it's first of all, most important, most impressively is that they're at 10 wins. I understand. But when I ask you his skill or skill set, I'm wondering, what is it that he's done at the top of the list that has you impressed of where they are, how they've gotten there? Because it may just be offensively what he's been able to do. And it may be more about the expectations that he has set, right? And by the way, I may at the top of my list recognize the skill set of Ben Johnson to hire a staff. He did not know Dennis Allen, right? It wasn't that he coached under Dennis Allen or that Dennis Allen had him on his staff. Like, they don't go way back. But when Dennis Allen was let go by the New Orleans Saints last year, Ben Johnson was already eyeing him. Ben didn't load his staff with friends. He loaded his staff with people that he thought could help him win football games. And that goes on down the lines. Obviously, he knew Antoine Randall a bit, but Al Harris was a tremendous pickup with three more takeaways again for this Bears defense. They do what they do, right? At times, the offense doesn't look perfect, but they always put up points. And the defense statistically doesn't look like a very good defense, but they are the best in the league of taking the ball away. And that was very much on display on Sunday. It was very much a typical Browns game where you watched Myles Garrett show his exceptional future Hall of Famer abilities in a loss, right? Like, Myles Garrett was all there was to talk about of the Cleveland Browns. It was very much a Browns game, and it was very much a Bears game where the offense at times was okay and at times looked great, and then the defense took the ball away three times, and the Bears, for the most part, they took care of it, and that is how they've gotten to 10-4. But what I've been most impressed about with Ben Johnson is the ability to set expectations and the ability to really create what feels like a very mature bunch, right? Like, I understand that they have fun, they have a good time, they seem to enjoy themselves, they seem to be really thriving in the situations that they're being put in. But I still go back to week three. Like, week three is one that will always resonate, no matter what this team does, about who Ben Johnson may be for this team moving forward. They lost 52-21. They were absolutely embarrassed by the Detroit Lions. And the following week, like, they didn't lose twice because they were embarrassed. They showed up and played their best game, I think, to date, except for maybe what they did yesterday against the Browns because of how lopsided it was. They were able to turn the page and maybe more importantly, be able to gather some momentum coming from a loss, be able to learn from a loss, be able to get better from a loss. So Ben Johnson has created a very, very mature bunch that can turn the page, get back on track, learn from their mistakes, and be better because of it. And Ben Johnson, what he's done, he has been able to very, very quickly take his expectations of what he arrived with and the success he was having in Detroit and apply it to the Chicago Bears. And yes, you heard him just celebrate 10 wins there privately with his team, but publicly at the podium, you ask about Ben Johnson, he's looking much, much, much past that.
Winning 10 games mean anything to you?
Not really. we're on to the next one. You know, it's 10's great, but it's not enough.
So it's interesting hearing that after him talking to his team. Like, he's got to celebrate that with his team. But I think outwardly and what the rest of the week will be about, it's not going to be celebrating what you did in the past. Because Ben Johnson, if you go back to January and the press conference he had, he was taking over an organization that had averaged 5 wins over the previous 3 years and had 1 winning season in the last 12 years. And he said his expectations were to win immediately. And what Ben Johnson has been this year is he has been a man of his word. When he said over the bye week, we're going to take a look at the running game, guess what? The Bears running game, from a success rate standpoint heading into this game against the Browns, was the best in the NFL. And when he said, yeah, I looked at the box score and I was surprised that DJ Moore, you know, only had a target or, you know, only had one reception for negative yards. Well, guess what? Ben Johnson made sure that that changed. And DJ Moore had a very good game, including 2 touchdown receptions. So he has been able to change expectations and create, somehow really make an organization look like they know what they're doing. And you Bears fans know that that has been very, very challenging for years and even decades past. 312-644-6767. Let's hear from a guy who knows about having success in a Bears uniform, Olin Kreutz, talking about the Bears just taking care of business.
I didn't know what to expect, honestly. I just speak for myself because of, we talked about in the pregame, how close every other game has been. And you think that, okay, the Chicago Bears, they look like they're getting better. They look like they're a better football team than earlier in the year. Ben Johnson has said all year, we'll be playing our best football at the end of the year. But we haven't seen them play a bad team yet and see how they stack up. And until you see it, you don't believe it. But today they went out there and they stomped the team. They should have took care of business with, as you talked about and Molly, you talked about in the pregame show. They should take care of business against this Cleveland team with all their injuries and all the things they have going on and a young quarterback. And Pat talked about getting the takeaways and getting him to give you the ball and confusing him with coverage and making plays, although Jalen Johnson's interception was just a really nice play on the football. DeMarco Jackson, C.J. Wow. Gardner-Johnson, just a team that we've come to know and love right this year, a team that runs the football, takes the ball away, and the quarterback makes the unbelievable throw. I don't know if he saw Delpit. Would you say he did? And layered the ball over his head, because why not?
I always enjoy a good trap game conversation. Right? Is this a trap game? It's kind of like, is he elite or not? Joe Flacco, is he elite? Remember that conversation from maybe a decade ago? And, you know, it is a real thing, right? Sports very much emulates life, and there are times we just overlook things that we shouldn't because we're looking past it. Maybe something we need to do in the past, maybe something that, you know, it's more important that we think that it's like, oh man, I should have paid more attention to what was right there in front of me. But when you have a great coaching staff, and then when you have a team that is getting better and better and better, and by the way, you know why you don't overlook an opponent? Because you've thought to yourself, gosh, you know, we may actually have something here. Like, we may actually have a real opportunity to do something here. And I know the deeper we go into the season, the more we're going to want to compare the Bears to the 2015 Cubs. Right, like the 2015 Cubs were a year early, but they showed that they were on the right path to get to the NL Championship Series. And then the next year, obviously in 2016, they went on to win it all. And that's fine. But don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Like, if you're here, if you've played yourself into this opportunity and breaks do come your way, and we'll get more into Micah Parsons throughout the show, I know it would be very easy to go, hey, they're a year early. They're just a year early. Let's just enjoy this the best we can. I'm saying, since we're here, maybe we should get our expectations where Ben Johnson is at. I know you don't want to immediately look past the Green Bay Packers and then the 49ers and then the Detroit Lions, but the Bears virtually are playing playoff football right now, which will only serve them better in the future. But this team, I know there are areas they need to get better. They certainly are not perfect. There were more, you know, pre-snap penalties than you'd like to see on Sunday for a team that you expect to be great. But I think we all can agree that from week one to week 15, I mean, who knows where they could be by week 18, right? I thought this was a great point by Patrick Manley. He laid it out, described it really well about why this team is where they are and why they're different from years past. Here's Patrick Manley from the postgame show.
I think I brought it up a couple weeks ago, and I want to give Jaquan Brisker some credit, because, you know, I obviously keep an extra eye on special teams, and punt safe is when the defense stays out there when it's kind of fourth and short and you're kind of scaring them away from running a fake. And Jaquan Brisker's on there, right? And he's holding up a guy going way harder than he really needed to be. Like, a lot of times I'll hold up a little bit and then just let him run and release, and you fair catch into the 10-yard line. But the effort guys are playing with, and you've got a starting safety on the punt return team playing with that effort. It's the standard I think that Ben Johnson has set for this team is showing. You know, that's a game where you're blowing people out and you're still playing to the whistle. You're worried about what your teammates are going to say. I would be on Mondays when you're watching film because you're trying to play perfect. You're trying to play great. And they've all bought into that. And I think that's the standard that Ben Johnson has set and all the assistant coaches have instilled in their meeting rooms. And you're seeing that on the field. And that's a great call, because I saw that as well. And I was like, you don't get beat. I yelled at him, like, you don't get beat on a when you're doubling the gunner. That just can't happen. But to see them that upset just truly tells you what the makeup of this team is and how they're being coached.
Yeah, the buy-in, right? The buy-in is what we were watching play out on Sundays for the Bears and what we expect to see Saturday night against the Green Bay Packers. Now, buy-in, I do believe in a new head coach bump, no matter what sport it is. When you have a new head coach, your new team is going to try to impress that new head coach or that new manager. So how do you sustain success? Well, number one, if your head coach is smart, Smart will win out if you have a great game plan year in and year out. So intelligence will help you if there is no longer just that, hey, let me try to impress a new guy and give him everything. Intelligence will help. But then the expectations trickles down into your veteran players. So it will be no longer on Ben Johnson to set the high expectation. It will be the Bears from years past, but years past meaning starting with Ben Johnson, that then set that expectation. By the way, I haven't even mentioned the weather. 8 degrees is what I saw. Wind chill at -2 degrees. If you were out there, God bless you. 54,000 of you were out there, by the way. It looked like it could have been a September game with the kind of energy. It didn't look like, geez, let's just stay home and watch this game at home. It looked like one of those old NFL films where they have that shot from the line of scrimmage and everyone's breath is coming out. I mean, it was really, really great. But it's also really, really great if you're going to go out to a game like that, then damn it, why not watch your offense put up 31 points? Like, it didn't seem to bother Caleb Williams. I thought Caleb had one of his better games. He had some layups. He had some open targets, and he didn't sail any of them. Like, he was locked in, even with that wind chill. Here's Cole Kmet.
After talking all week about the cold, did you feel it impact the game at all today?
No, I didn't think so. I don't think for us. I thought we felt pretty good out there. I was interested to see how it would feel compared to the game we played, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago against Buffalo. That was way worse. So the wind wasn't too bad today. Obviously, when the sun went down, it got cold. But all in all, not too bad.
All in all, not too bad. That's, listen, when you're 6'6", 257 pounds, like Cole Kmet, and glad Cole is okay. That ankle looked like, you know, he was being somewhat helped off, and then the more he kind of walked it off, and he was able to continue playing. But, you know, when you're built like Cole looks like he's like 3 curls away from doing a strongman contest or like a bodybuilding contest. So, but there are people out there not built like Cole Kmet and don't have the warmers on the sideline. 54,000 strong at, I think it was tied for the 4th coldest game at Soldier Field. So props to you if you were out there. And if you were, by the way, I'd love to hear from you. What that experience was like. And did Soldier Field provide those warming centers to help you get through the game with the free hot chocolate, I think I saw as well. 312-644-6767. Let's talk about the quarterback next. Coming up, why the Bears no longer have anything in common with the Cleveland Browns. Let's talk QBs. That's next. It's a Victory Monday on Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Score.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
From the 22 on first down, Williams on the roll, directing traffic to the end zone. He throws and it's DJ Moore, his second of the day. Chicago cashes in immediately from 22.
I would love to be in the film room on Monday when Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams go over this play, because this is such a no, I can't believe you. Yes. You talk about having confidence in your players, and again, the location. Look at the defenders from the Browns. Grant Delpit, Tyson Campbell, they're right there to make a play on the football, and he gets it right into the hands of DJ Moore.
Extra point is good, and it's 21-3, Chicago.
That was a call on Fox, the touchdown pass from Caleb Williams to DJ Moore that will be played over and over and over this week. Judson Richards back here with you on The Score. Coming up at just past 1 o'clock, we will hear from Chris Emma, who was there at the game yesterday as the Bears beat the Browns with a final of 31-3. The Bears improved to 10-4 on the season. The Browns fall to 3-11 on the year. One of the things I loved about that pass, by the way, because that was very much of a no, yes type of throw. But from the couch, I didn't know who caught the ball. In fact, I thought it was intercepted because the camera was from behind and DJ Moore kind of nonchalantly kind of breadbasketed it. So you couldn't, like, it was totally blocked by his body and then you just dropped it. So that you kind of were late to the excitement of the play. But I also love that that's a pass that Caleb Williams very rarely throws because he just doesn't put the ball in harm's way. In fact, there are times where you kind of wish you may want him to just roll the dice a little bit more. But the Bears defense reminds you why it's so impressive of what Caleb Williams does offensively, and that's take care of the ball. But yesterday, he let that ball fly into traffic on the same day that he threw his 1,000th pass and becomes the best in NFL history of only throwing 12 interceptions. That is the best. No one has ever thrown fewer interceptions in 1,000 attempts than Caleb Williams. So he did that on the same day he gambled more than we're used to seeing him. And it just is one of those plays where it makes you go, I think we got our guy. Now, was head coach Ben Johnson okay with that decision to throw that pass?
What's your perspective on that second touchdown pass to DJ where Caleb goes right and just makes that kind of ridiculous throw?
Yeah, no, it reminded me a little bit of, was it Philly that he threw it to OZ in the back of the end zone? You know, he's rolling to his right and we just barely missed OZ. I think that was Philly. And similar type concept where he's rolling to his right and he finds a guy on the back of the end zone behind him like that. And I would say 99% of quarterbacks, you tell him don't even waste your time looking back there and trying to make that throw. There's usually bad things that happen, and yet he's got the ability to make that throw. And DJ made a heck of a play there right on the back line as well. So that was one of those highlight moments there.
Now, that's what Ben Johnson said publicly. I think I would be curious to hear what he says privately about his decision to throw that ball. But, you know, we want so badly for Caleb Williams to have this 70% completion percentage. And we want him very badly to be so accurate on the layups, the singles, right? What we recognize as easy completions, quarterback-friendly throws. That's great. But as we are having that conversation, we also need to continue to have the conversation or the recognition that for this team to be great, he has to be able to do the things that he does, the intangibles, right? Like, at times you almost feel like when he does make a play out of structure, even if it's spectacular, there's a little bit of frustration because it's like, well, that's not how the play was drawn up. You know, that's not exactly how Ben Johnson drew it up. There is not going to be this perfect scenario where every play drawn up is going to go the way that you want it to, whether it's protection at the line of scrimmage. Now, the thing I love about looking at his completion percentage is how often do we know that the wide receiver ran the wrong route? And I don't even mean ran the wrong route, but I mean maybe went a yard too far. Or didn't settle down and continued to go across the field. Like, any time there's an incompletion and the ball hits the turf, it is always the quarterback's fault. Because we don't know the exact route progression that's supposed to be run, but we just immediately look at the quarterback. So let's not lose sight on, yes, his completion percentage should absolutely be in the 60s. And there are times where he absolutely needs to be more accurate on what's considered a layup or a check down or an easy completion. But the things that he can do that nobody else can do is why the Bears have a chance to be great for a long time. Let's hear from Cole Kmet on that touchdown pass.
When you saw Caleb's throw to DJ in the back.
Yeah.
What was...
I think isn't that like an ill-advised throw? That was unbelievable. I mean, it just shows off why he was the number one overall pick, and just a special play that I don't know how many guys in the league could really make that throw. Really, really cool to see.
You know, anytime there's like a spectacular play made, and you know, so disappointed to see Patrick Mahomes tear his ACL. I, off the top of my head, I haven't really looked it up, but can you think of a Sunday where two stars the size of Patrick Mahomes and Michael Parsons tore their ACLs on the same day? I mean, this was unusual. Like, this is a very dark day in the NFL. I understand that the Bears may be catching a break Saturday night. I'm not going to celebrate that by any means. I'm not going to cry over them not being quote unquote at their best, but I'm certainly not rooting for anyone to tear their ACL, but two mega stars tear their ACLs. But anytime you see a spectacular play, like we've seen so many from Patrick Mahomes running around, a lot of times it's ill-advised. It's ill-advised because you're not supposed to be running around all over the place because it's not in structure. It's not how the play was designed. But we got a guy that can do that. And it's really, really interesting. Phil Thompson of the Chicago Tribune had a great article Sunday. Yes, I do get the paper, by the way, on Wednesday and Sundays. I love reading the newspaper. I'll be honest. There's no screen in front of my face. There's no social media. There's no apps. There's no advertisements. I love it. It's reading the newspaper. And it was a really good breakdown of just what the Browns and Bears have paralleled for so long. How about these numbers? Since 1999, Grant, do you know how many quarterbacks... Grant Leader on the other side of glass here. Grant, do you know how many quarterbacks the Browns have started since 1999?
Oof. I remember there's that meme of the model mannequin in the window, and it's like the jersey of the Browns.
The jersey, yeah.
It starts with Ty Detmer, I think, and then it's just like the list of quarterbacks.
How many
afterwards.
You think? Take a guess.
It's got to be 24, 25 is
by
my
the way,
guess.
Case Keenum is on that long list of jerseys.
Yeah, he is. He did start them.
42 quarterbacks since 1999.
Oof.
He was in this article. He's also undefeated, by the way, on that jersey at 2-0. But the Browns have started 42 quarterbacks since 1999. The Bears have started 30 quarterbacks since 1999.
Not much better.
Another interesting part about 1999... The Browns had the number one overall pick. They selected Tim Couch. The Bears had the number 12 overall pick. They selected Cade McNown. So
that's who I was talking about, Tim Couch. I'd right. say Ty Detmer.
Yeah, Tim Couch, Cade McNown, 1999. So there is somewhat of a parallel of the search for the quarterback. The difference is where we sit right now is the Bears have found theirs, and the Browns are still on the search. You may think that it's Shedeur Sanders. Some of you out there, Shedeur is just this very polarizing figure where you either think he's the greatest or you think he's the worst. There's not big middle ground. Last week against the Titans, for those of them that thought that he was great, you looked really smart. For those who are not believers in Shedeur, Sunday was a good day for you and your arguments. Here's one thing I'll say, and we're going to hear from Caleb Williams in full. Because Caleb was feeling himself at the podium after the game. And I say good for you, Caleb, because he is usually plays it very close to the vest. But his confidence was flying high and well-deserved. But I feel like as polarizing as Shedeur has been in that conversation, and tell me if you feel like I'm wrong here. 312-644-6767. Phones, texts. Have we been pretty rational about the conversation of Caleb Williams this year, particularly in 2025? Like, hasn't it been a pretty rational thought process of watching Caleb, whether it's patience of him learning another offense, patience with what he went through last year, patience because he does show really spectacular athletic skills, whether, you know, breaking away the Houdini act in the pocket or his speed to get to a first down or his accuracy when rolling out, moving left or right. I feel like it's been pretty rational. Social media otherwise, I mean, we remember how ugly it was with Justin Fields. But one of the reasons why it has been as rational as it is thanks to Ben Johnson, because the Bears are winning. When you're winning, patience takes on a very, very different meaning. And so it has been much easier to kind of go, let's wait and see how this goes next week. Let's wait and see if they get the false starts figured out. Let's wait and see if he can get rid of the ball a little bit faster in the pocket, right? As ugly as things have been kind of on the national scale of the discussion of Shedeur Sanders, when it comes to Caleb Williams, specifically locally, I feel like we've kind of been rather rational about it. And maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm crazy. You know, I did a show with Gabe Ramirez on Black Friday, and Gabe said he thought that 99.7% of Bears fans were big believers in Caleb Williams as the future. Not necessarily how I saw it. Now, this was leading up to the Eagles' victory. But now I think that number is very, very, very high. It's because of Caleb, but I think our ability to be as rational as we've been is because this has all transpired through winning. So it is much easier to say, let's wait for next week when you're 3 games over .500 or 4 games over .500 and you continue to stack wins and the Bears have had 2 5-game winning streaks over the course of this season. And that has been a lot to do with the head coach. So not only has Ben Johnson given Caleb a really, really good chance to succeed because of his ability to teach and his ability to implement an offense and his ability to complement a passing game with a running game, but overall in the building to help set winning expectations and actually be a winner, as the Bears are 10-4, has helped us, I believe, to be much more rational of the way we watch the quarterback grow for the Bears. And I thought that pass, you know, that's a throw that you don't want him to try to make all the time. But damn it, if you're going to do something spectacular, or if you're going to be a great athlete, then every once in a while you make those throws.
Did you see what he did after he made the throw?
Yeah, I don't know. It was a cold Palmer.
Well, I mean, he did the shivering the shoulders and stuff right. like that, because I thought it was playing on to his nickname that he's been given as Iceman.
Oh, Iceman, yeah. But then, but isn't there a soccer player who does it?
Yeah, I think so. I
got to be honest. And maybe someone can educate me on the text line. That I was kind of having like a dad moment where I'm like, I don't know this conversation of the cold Palmer. I guess I should have Googled it. I was too busy just looking up his completion percentage. Let's hear from Caleb Williams in post game, feeling confident as he should as the Bears trounce the Browns 31-3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Do we have Caleb?
What's up, everybody?
Well, hey, what's going on?
What's going through your mind on that second touchdown pass to DJ Moore? And then what were your emotions as the ball was in the air?
It's what you call on those plays like a hero post. And DJ did a great job beating his man. And I actually tried to throw one to OZ versus the Eagles. And so, you know, it's popped up, you know, when you got that much time, when you're rolling out and things like that, you peak those type of plays. And if he beats his defender the way he did, you throw it up and not throw it up, but you throw it and give him a chance. And, you know, that's what he did. He beat his defender, beat the corner pretty bad. And then all I had to do was, you know, throw a high back five is what we call it back at the end zone. And, you know, he went up and made a great play for us. In that moment, you know, it was needed.
All week, everybody talked about getting off to a fast start. You were able to do it. How important was it to get off to that 14-0?
Yeah, extremely important. I think, you know, that you want to start the game off every week like that. But definitely this week, not allowing them to get going, not allowing them to, you know, feel maybe some energy or feel, you know, they can, you know, that they can beat us. That's our mindset going into this game and starting fast and you know, kind of diminishing anything that or any thoughts that may pop up of positivity on their side. That's the mindset going into, you know, these games.
On that ball to DJ, what were your initial reads on that play before you saw
it? Yeah, Cole, number one was Cole, and then – He got taken down by the DN, which is typically the guy that makes me get the ball out. And so, you know, with all that space, I end up peeking. My other receivers on the front side, the other couple guys, and then from there, it's just. Seeing and feeling space, seeing nobody was in the end zone, back there with DJ, and just give him a good ball.
Four guys, how do you describe the significance of that sequence being there?
Yeah. You go. These are moments that I talk about and have talked about for a couple of weeks now, is when, you know, you get the interceptions or you get the turnovers and fumbles or whatever the case may be. You want to go down and score. It creates a sense of momentum for us, and it gets everybody in it. It gets everybody going, and that momentum is important to help us win games. It, you know, shifting energy, shifting momentum, shifting, you know, the points and things like that, and adding one more possession for us is huge. And so, that's something that we preach. Just something that we're going to keep, you know, harping on, something that we're going to keep growing at, is when defense creates these turnovers, we've got to go score.
Is that any way ill-advised throw from your point of view?
I can make any throw.
How did you feel about your overall throwing accuracy today, and specifically leading your receivers into empty space?
Don't know. I got to go back and watch the film. There was probably times where I could have done a better job. Maybe the Luther, I can't remember if it was before half or not, but threw it right past the backer, and maybe I could have brought it up a little bit more, so Luther can, you know, maybe catch it a little bit cleaner. It was the one he dropped going to the right. Maybe that was a little low, but, you know, a couple passes, I feel like I did well. A couple passes I probably could have did better, and we're going to keep finding ways to get better and, you know, up in our chance to win the game by, you know, finding completions, delivering good balls, you know, runner footballs to the guys, and allowing them, you know, to keep making these damn big plays for us.
What happened just before half when you got hit in the leg?
His shin hit me right in, like, kind of like middle of my leg when I was going down, and like a bruise or contusion on it. That was really it.
Caleb, just how difficult was it playing out there in those conditions?
We practice outside in this weather. With no heaters, no benches, no anything. It's football weather. It's game day. You got a lot of adrenaline. We got the benches, the heaters, the jackets, which everybody does a good job with. And then, you know, you go out there and you get going and you forget about those things. This is Chicago. You either got drafted here or you came here, and so you're expecting that when it comes down to these times of the year. And it's an advantage to us, I would say.
Caleb, you get to face Green Bay twice now in 3 weeks. They'll be here in 5-6 days, whatever mm-hmm. it is. How much are you looking forward to that second matchup with the Packers?
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm, ended up obviously throwing the pick, as everybody knows, in those last moments, and, you know, kind of let that off the hook, throwing such a bad ball to Cole. And so, I'm definitely excited. I'm excited for the moment. They're coming here, and, you know, it's another game for us, but, you know, I'm excited.
He's in view on DeAndre's second touchdown run. What do you see that allowed him to find that creep?
Yeah, he ended up squeaking through there. I thought he was actually going to get tackled. There was a couple guys surrounding him, and he's a hell of a back for us, and he made a really good play for us to, you know, put up 7 points on the board. He squeaked through a couple arm tackles, and made a great play. Super excited for him and, you know, for us.
Caleb, you talk about not letting Cleveland get in the game, right? Mm-hmm. What's it like to be on a team and leading a team that you can do that, that you guys can accomplish that and kind of just take over and dominate?
Yeah, that's what we speak. That's what we preach. Offense, defense, special teams, you know, the killer instinct and starting fast and all these different things. And, you know, we've had some ups and downs, but, you know, I think we did a solid job with that this week of, you know, kind of not letting the team get into it, the other team get into it from all three phases. I think we need to keep that going. I think that we will, and I'm excited for, you know, that to be able to help lead these guys in these moments.
Yeah, we heard from
We heard from Ben talk about the importance of this game and understanding that. What's at stake? Did you feel that during the course of this week, the preparation, that the focus that was there to...
Yeah, I think we've done a good job overall this year. The focus, the preparation, coaches have done a hell of a job, you know, putting us in the right spots, and then, you know, us going out there and believing in the coaches and executing the plays. I think we've done a good job with that so far this year, and we got to keep doing that and keep finding ways to get better overall just as a team. And we left a lot out there, even though 31 points is, you know, whatever the case may be. There was a lot left out there, at least on the offensive side of the ball.
You guys have Packers, 49ers, Lions with your playoff picks on the line.
Yep.
How much do you like that?
Love it.
Competitor perspective, competition perspective, and also how ready do you feel like this team is for something like that?
Yeah, I think we're ready. I think we've played teams that have a bunch of wins. We play teams that don't. We've played close games. We've played games where we've beaten teams by a lot. We've played, you know, teams where we had to win with special teams, offense, defense, whatever case, running ball, whatever case. And so I feel that we're ready for just about anything, hot weather, cold weather, whatever the case may be. We're going to go out there and go out there and fight. I do know that, and I like our chances, us versus anybody.
Caleb, on that touchdown pass, it seemed like you did sort of a celebration from your arms. Did you take any inspiration from that?
It's a you know, freezing cold, and it's cold outside. Rub my arms, warm up a little bit.
There's a soccer player, Cole.
Oh, Cole Palmer. Yeah, dog. I've seen some of his stuff. Watched his ball. Watch him. You know, play soccer, and he's pretty damn good, and he's done that celebration a few times. And Cold Palmer is what they call him, and that inspiration kind of came from that a little bit.
When your first touchdown to DJ, a little bit man to man,
yep,
that same end zone, basic pitch and catch there.
Yeah, that was that's something that we've practiced that play so many times, and to be able to see it come to life, and DJ ran a great route. It actually did not work yesterday in practice, but we've repped it so many times that we've got so much faith and belief and trust. Coach made a great call, and DJ ran a great route. Just put the ball in the back of the end zone, let DJ go get it.
What didn't work in the practice one?
We ended up just falling down and running into each other and things like that. And, in those moments, it's like, coach likes, you know, things to look a certain way. And it didn't look that certain way. So it was high on my totem pole for calls. But I'm happy you called, and DJ, you know, did a great job.
You have 151 passer rating or you did today.
Yep.
What is it about that part of this offense, given how big of a part of this offense that is, the play action? What is it that makes you so successful in those situations?
Yeah, I don't know. I was told I couldn't get under center and turn my back to the defense. So I don't know. No, I think I think the guys up front, they do a hell of a job for me. It all goes into it, whether it's the run game, pass game, play action keeper, all of it goes into it. In the sense of, you know, we make and we try to make, and you know, kind of take this advice from Peyton, is you want to make your run game, your keeper, and your pass or your play action game all look the same. And so then it allows me to have more time, and then, you know, I call my O-linemen the Avengers, and then you got those guys up front, so they give me enough time with enough space with the receivers we got and special talent we have. We'll go make plays, and then when it's not there, I think coach trusts me to check the ball down or go make a play for us. Awesome, the Bears.
All right, there he is, Caleb Williams, and he said it. I can make all the throws, and he can, really. He can, with his arm strength and his ability, his accuracy on the move, and then also the arm angles as well is pretty spectacular. I just saw this from Patrick Flowers on X. He says, the Bears have scored 365 points this season. That last time they scored 400 was in 2018. He said 1985 was their highest scoring season in franchise history. So with three games remaining, the Bears need 92 points to become the highest scoring team in franchise history. Now, that's not going to be easy.
Not going to be easy.
No, they would have to average 30.6 points a game. 30.6 against the Packers, the 49ers, and the Detroit Lions.
Even with Parsons out, that's still a tough defense.
However, we're still having the conversation in year one for Ben Johnson, right? And for Caleb Williams as well. And the thing that I keep going back to with this team is, imagine if they clean up all of the areas where at times we go, that was right there for them, right? Like whether it's the false starts or even the throws or some of the drops that we've seen. There was a Manungai dropped where even Moose Johnson on the broadcast was like, that may be a touchdown if he catches it. I think Luther Burden had a bad drop. Like Alameda Zacchaeus is racing across the field, just falls down. It's like sniper just taken out in the middle of the field. Imagine the opportunities that they still have in front of them while being one of the best Bears offenses that you've probably ever seen. Like, this isn't your brother's, your older brother's offense. This ain't your uncle's offense. Depending on how old your dad is, is that your dad's Bears offense? It's drastically different from the jump. And Ben Johnson becomes just the third head coach in Bears history to win 10 games or more, because Ben's still got three more in front of him in Bears history. Those others two, George Halas and Matt Nagy. Now, if you're going, is this really supposed to make me feel confident for the future when you bring up Matt Nagy's name? It is. It absolutely is. Why? Because should we say Matt Nagy or should we say Vic Fangio with what that defense was doing? But Nagy was not doing what Ben Johnson was doing in Detroit, calling plays. And the offense was not doing what this offense is doing. And you cannot be successful in the NFL if you cannot score, because the league wants you to score. Because highlights live on in your phones. They live on forever. More scoring highlights is better for the game. They've tilted it that way, so you have to be successful offensively. And there are still so many areas that they could get better while they are also 10-4 and atop the division. And as we mentioned in the open, you've been wondering, like, you know, I've been looking at some of the playoff odds and, you know, the percentages. They control their own destiny somewhat. They can get in next weekend. If the Bears beat the Packers and the Steelers beat the Lions in Detroit, not easy. But the Steelers are scratching and clawing to get in the playoffs themselves, just like the Lions are. I know TJ Watt, I believe, in that game. He's already been scratched, right?
I'm assuming. Yeah, he's scratched. He was in the hospital this week.
Right. But has he actually been scratched? He's a Watt. Has he been ruled out already for Sunday?
Well, I mean, they play Monday night, so we never know.
Right, not this. They don't play next Monday night, right?
No. They play Dolphins today.
Right.
Metaphorically speaking, yes.
Right. But he has not been ruled out against the Lions.
Not against the Lions.
Okay. No. So you never know. So we need TJ Watt, you know, heal up, lung. I don't know how quickly lungs heal, but heal up, get back in there. If the Bears beat the Packers and the Lions lose next weekend, the Bears would be in the playoffs. How about that? Let's keep the conversation going. 312-644-6767. It was a wild Sunday in the NFL. We will look over some of the headlines, some of the major stories that affect the Bears. And 6-7 The Score's Chris Emma will join us coming up next in Hour 2.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.